Mike is in Morton. Every man should wear a dress at least once, Mike. What do you reckon?
Absolutely.
Tell us your story.
Well, it goes back about, I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago now. Yeah. Went to Magaluf, yeah. Family, big family. And they had a competition on for Miss Magaluf.
Yeah.
So everyone thought it would be a great idea. They dressed me up and put me in for it, basically.
How did they dress you up, Mike? What were you made to wear?
Oh, I had a skirt. Yeah. Nylons, I had a blonde wig on.
Nice.
I had all the packing in the right places.
Yeah.
What shocked me more than anything else was going down the lift into the main hall.
Yeah.
I passed the mirror. I went, bloody hell, she's all right, isn't she?
You would have done, wouldn't you? Let's be honest. How did you feel when you were fully garbed up as a woman?
It gave me an insight into how a woman feels.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It really, really does. And a lot of men were looking at me like, are you looking at?
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
This is it. I think for that reason alone, every man should wear a dress at least once just to experience. Let's be honest, Mike. You know, we've all done it in the past. We leer at females, don't we? We see a good-looking woman in maybe a skirt, a short skirt, a pair of high heels, low-cut top or whatever, or a revealing dress, and we go, ooh, we stare, don't we? Our eyes remain fixed for a little bit too longer than is necessary. We've all done it, and I think every man should experience that by wearing a dress at least once.
Yeah, the only thing is, it's a feeling of insecurity as well.
Yeah.
You know, not being tightly packed up there, you know, it's a bit too much air, I think, you know.
Were you attached at the time when you entered Miss Magaluf, or did you go with your wife or your girlfriend or anything?
Yeah, I went with my wife and even me kids. I mean, you talk about it now, so my kids are obviously a bit older now. Yeah. Like, they look away in shame, you know.
What did your wife make of you dressing up as a woman?
Well, she thought it was hilarious.
Yeah,
but I got to there's only down to two at the end, an actual female.
Really?
She won on genitalia, I think, you know.
Well, quite. I'm so glad you come on the show, thank you. So Mike in Morton, who entered Miss Magaluf and came second. Every man should wear a dress at least once. That's what I'm saying this morning. 0151 708 1059 is my number. You'll find it liberating, trust me. Emails come into duncan@citytalk.fm, 61025 on the text. Start your message with the word talk. Leave a space. Text us your comments. In a second, we talk to Simon, who's a transvestite. Well, I've been waiting to hear for this all morning. Gary the Cabbie. And what do you reckon? Every man should wear a dress at least once.
All right, I'm Gary the Cabbie. Every man should wear a dress at least once. Well, I don't really know where to stand on this one, because it's not that I wouldn't try it. I wouldn't go out intentionally to try it, but, you know, if it was for a fancy dress party, I'd certainly have a bash at it. If everyone's got to wear a dress at least once, every man's got to wear a tight white dress with a thong on at least once, and that is what I think about that.
The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9 is Wednesday. It's the Duncan Bark Show here through until midday. Every man should wear a dress at least once. So what I'm saying in this hour of the show, you've got to experience everything in life at least once, twice if it's particularly good. Let's get a further view on this. Let's talk to a gentleman by the name of Simon who joins me on the line. Morning, Simon.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. Simon, you're the man behind a website that we've come across, which we just think is great. It's beckysweb.co.uk, because when you're not Simon, you're Becky.
That's right. Yeah.
What's the story behind that? When did you start becoming interested in kind of exploring, I'm guessing, the feminine sex, the whole area?
Oh, it started when I was very young. I was about 4 or 5 when I first sort of started realising that it was a strange thing. I realised it was the wrong thing to do, and
right.
That's why it became intriguing. I don't know why it became intriguing. I don't know whether it was something already sort of latent within me, but I realised that, you know, men weren't meant to wear ladies' things, and therefore it became quite a sort of an attractive idea.
And actually, forgive me, I mean, I don't like giving labels to people, but
sure.
I mean, we need to kind of use terms that people understand. So transvestite, is that the correct terminology?
That's my tranny, transvestite.
Tranny.
I'm quite happy with transvestite. I think it's fairly descriptive of what I am, yeah.
Okay, I'm interested in the kind of the age side of things, 4 or 5 years of age. That's kind of interesting. It's incredibly young, isn't it? And I'm guessing when you were a young boy, it must have been quite challenging and confusing because we are programmed at a very early age, aren't we, to kind of like boys do this and girls do this.
That's right, yeah. I mean, I was sort of, in a very young age, dressing up box at school and found a bridesmaid's dress and put it on and was immediately told that was the wrong thing to do.
Right.
And then it just sort of ticked over. I mean, it didn't really kick in as a as a thing until I was in my teens and early 20s, and then I didn't even really dress up until I was in my 30s, when it was sort of... I don't think I ever got less tranny. I didn't think I ever got more tranny. I just got less scared of showing it off.
I'm interested in the teenage years as well, because that's when we kind of develop as human beings and... we almost decide what we're about and our likes and dislikes. So that feeling of kind of enjoyment, I'm guessing, for want of a better word, or satisfaction by wearing females' clothing, would that still exist throughout your teenage years?
Yeah, that was there. It was. I didn't really show it off too much. No. It was obviously the time when you go through puberty and you know, things start becoming interesting in different ways. So, but it was there throughout all my teens and 20s. But it wasn't really until my 30s that it really started to kick in.
And what happened when it started to kick in? What was the kind of turning point?
Well, it was, I was sort of looking at, I mean, the internet came along, sort of 10 years ago, and, you know, suddenly you realise that you weren't alone and there was other people like you, and there's also things like places you could go to be dressed up properly. And it was when I first fully saw myself made up and as Becky, and with a wig and everything, and then I went, wow, I can actually do this, and I can do it quite well. And then I started to get into it and started to get into the social scene around transvestism.
Why the name Becky?
I don't know. It was a girl at when I was at university who was called Becky, and I always sort of secretly admired her style and things like that. So when it was more I was online and I needed to have an identity separate from Simon, so I called it Becky, and then Becky, obviously, because of that, I had to use it as a name, and it became my name. So I didn't seem to have much choice in it, in a way.
I'm intrigued by what you just said. When you were at university, there was a girl by the name of Becky whose style you admired. So like throughout your teenage years, would you see women walking by thinking, I like the look of that particular bit of clothing, I like the way she carries herself? Were those kind of thoughts going on in your head?
Yeah, now and then. It wasn't, I mean, it was more the case of, I like the idea of being a girl at that age. And it was later on that the clothes, I started to identify what that was. Because I don't think boys, even tranny boys, don't really look at girls too closely until puberty hits. And when it does, it's more interested in the physical attributes and what they're wearing. And it's only later on you realise that women use clothes to display a certain image. And because boys don't start until quite late in life, or tranny boys don't start quite late in life, normally they have to go through all of the things that girls learn when they're about, you know, when they're on their mother's knee, sort of thing. So that's why often trannies come across, especially new ones, as terrible, because they're so bad at doing what they're trying to do, because they've not had that practice, so to speak.
Again, what I'm interested in, something that you said a few minutes ago, Simon, is because of the internet, that kind of opened up a whole new world, and the internet is responsible, I think, for helping a lot of people, because it's a great communication tool, and you can find out quite quickly that just because you have a viewpoint or believe in a certain way of living your life, you know, you can quite easily find other communities and like-minded souls online. It must have been a revelation for you when that came along.
Oh, completely, yeah. I mean, I didn't know that there was stuff out there, but it all seemed very much, I mean, the experience was through TV, and you'd get things like on Kilroy, you'd get a program about trannies, and there'd be some poor, sad tranny sitting in the front row in a twin set and pearls, and you know, and it was all like, I don't want anything to do with that. And you knew that there was things going on, like there were groups that met in the back room of town halls, and you know, and had tea, and they had demonstrations and things like that. And it all really wasn't for me. But when I discovered the internet, I found out there was a social scene, there was a clubbing scene, there was lots of people that were doing cool things and being a transvestite, rather than seeing themselves as a transvestite first and an interesting person second.
It's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. It's a Duncan Bark Show, and it's Wednesday. We're talking to Simon, who is a transvestite, a tranny, and Simon, well, what's the best way of describing this, Simon? Do you become Becky? What's the best way of explaining this to people?
I mean, I don't change my voice.
No.
I don't do the, I'm a lady bit in a high-pitched voice or anything like that. I just put on the clothes. There's something that happens about the time that everything finishes, and I think, wow, yes, I like this. I change my personality a little bit. I become a bit more frivolous, a little bit more relaxed, and I just enjoy myself. I must say, one of these trannies that dresses up at home, you know, and hangs around at home, I tend only to do it for social situations.
Right.
And I personally found it a great way. When I used to go out as a lad, as a man, it was, I always felt slightly in not at ease. And when I started being a tranny, especially among other trannies, it's a great leveler. If everyone in the room's in a frock, you know, you can't sort of like talk about who's got the best car and who's got the firmest handshake and things like that. It's a very good leveler.
Well, let's talk about the frocks, because I mean, I've had a look at your website and stuff. I mean, how would you describe yourself in terms of your physique? I mean, you're a bloke. You're how tall are you?
I am about 5'9".
5'9".
Yeah.
Broad.
Yes, quite broad. I'm not petite, but no. Luckily I'm sort of fairly in proportion, so it doesn't, on the pictures it's quite good, you know, I try and get some big object in the scene and I don't look too bad.
So where do you get your clothes from?
I started off using very horrible tranny shops,
right,
which are, you know, specialist shops that charge over the odds for things that
you
can get.
Is that why you say they're horrible, because they charge over the odds, or do they play to a stereotype?
That's right, and they're quite happy to, you know, to keep quite secret. But then after a while you work out that there's actually, you know, high street shops that sell stuff that's great, and it's just plucking up the courage to go in there and try stuff on. But, you know, as far as they're concerned, your money's as good as anyone else's.
And how often does Becky go out and about?
Not as much as just recently. Mm. I've just recently, well, in the last couple of years, got married.
Yeah.
I've got a little boy on the way, and so it's quite difficult to do at the moment. It's still there, and I'm quite lucky that my wife's quite happy with what I do. It's just that at the moment it's taking a back seat.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I know you're a married man. I mean, I don't know, your wife, what's your wife's name?
It's Jane.
Okay, I mean, obviously, you know, Jane is fully aware of Becky and stuff. How did you kind of approach that subject?
Well, she actually met me through my blog, in the same way that you found me.
Brilliant.
She had a friend who came out to her as a tranny.
Yeah.
She was looking at information. She started to find blogs about it, one of which was mine.
Mm.
We got to know each other through that.
And she's, you know, she understands why you do it and kind of how it makes you feel.
I don't think she understands why I do it.
Okay.
I don't think anyone really understands why they do it.
No.
You know, you're not trying to say, why are you heterosexual?
Yeah,
you know, why are you a certain way? She's happy that it doesn't threaten her, which is so many partners find that it's very a threatening thing, especially because transvestites are related to transsexuals who want to change sex and go for it. And there's always in the back of some partners' minds, you know, is my husband going to say one day, I want to be a woman full time? And I've made it perfectly clear to Jane that I'm definitely never going to do that, so it makes it easier for her.
Do you think in this country we're a little bit scared to talk about transvestites?
I think it's getting easier. I think it was difficult. I think that, every now and again we have these sort of like styles, you know, fashions change, like the new romantics and things like that. Everything sort of becomes acceptable to wear makeup for a bit, and then it goes away again, and trannies go back into the background a bit more. And at the moment, it's sort of, I don't know whether the scene is sort of becoming acceptable or not, but I think there's always something a bit funny about it. I don't think it'll ever be normal, and I quite like that about it in a way. I like the fact that it's a little bit unusual to do what I do, and it's a little bit unacceptable, but only in a very slight way, and not in a way that threatens anyone.
And finally, just give me a sense of how you feel when you start becoming Becky, when you're putting on your clothes and makeup. Kind of, obviously, you said earlier in the conversation, Simon, that you feel a little bit more, you know, Becky's more frivolous, etc. But how do you feel as a person? What kind of key things do you feel are changing about you when you become Becky?
I don't know. Is that I change. I've become happier, calmer. I don't go through life as a nervous wreck, but I just find it a lot easier to relax, to socialise, and it's a great way to spend an evening in a dress or in a skirt or whatever.
And I mean, you know, we're saying on this radio show this morning, well, I'm saying every man should wear a dress at least once, because I think, you know, you've got to experience everything in life. Can you see yourself kind of continuing being Becky for the rest of your life?
I think so. It won't go away. I don't know whether I'll be, you know, a granny tranny, but, you know.
A granny tranny, I like that.
So, yeah, I'll always find a little way to fit it into my life, and I think my life has been enriched because of Becky, so I'm quite happy about that.
It's been a fascinating conversation. Thanks for coming on the show, and have a good day.
Great, thanks very much.
City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
The Big Issue on City Talk 105.9.
More of your reaction to my radical and very good idea regarding every man wearing a dress at least once. We'll do that in a few minutes' time. Ahead of that, though, I must just recap today's big issue for you. A launch this morning of Peter McDowell and Kim Hughes as part of The Breakfast Show runs throughout the whole of today. Then from 6, or rather from 4 this afternoon, Paul Jacobs is here. And just before 6, he reveals your verdict on our big issue all about work. It's off the back of claims from the World Health Organization that working night shifts is as bad for your body as diesel exhaust fumes and ultraviolet radiation. Apparently, in some cases, it can increase your risk of getting cancer by up to 48%. In Denmark, the government has started paying compensation to women who worked long nights as civil servants because it increased their risk of getting breast cancer. This comes as MEPs vote to opt out of a European 48-hour week, something that would have capped the number of hours we would have to work each day. But what do you think? Has your life been affected by work? Has working long hours had a negative impact on your health? And should our government do more to protect workers? With all of this in mind, today's big issue question is this one. Is work ruining your life? Go to our website. You'll find it at citytalk.fm. There, you'll find that question. Answer it with a yes or a no. And your verdict on our big issue will be broadcast just before 6 this evening with Paul Jacobs on the Drive Time Show.
Vote now on today's big issue at www.citytalk.fm.
The voice of Liverpool.
City Talk 105.9. The Duncan Barks Show with Sanam Indian Restaurant. As spicy as you like it. Call 0151 258 1144.
City Talk 105.9.
Every man should wear a dress at least once. David in Aintree, thank you for your email, and indeed the picture you attached to it. We've been looking at it here in the City Talk 105.9 studios. Duncan, please find attached a picture of myself and a load of my mates during my stag do jaunt to the Isle of Man. Blimey, you dressed up as a woman on the Isle of Man. Don't they shoot people for that on that island? This is a pic of us posing next to a ladies-only gym dressed up as women. A lot of air had been consumed. I'm the one in the silver dress and wedding veil. Let's just have a look. So you are. Got quite a nice figure there, Dave. The one I particularly like, and I don't know who they are, but it's the one on the left of the picture, which is the gentleman in his white trainers and then kind of like a spotty dress and spotty hat as well. Looks perfectly at home. And a matching scarf, as someone's just pointed out. I don't know, I'm kind of thinking maybe we should put that picture on our webpage. What do you reckon on citytalk.fm? Dave, if you're happy to give us permission to do that, let us know by return email and we'll stick it up there because I've been talking about it because you've been kind enough to send it in. It would only be right if we share it with the listeners.
The Duncan Barks Show, weekdays from 9 a.m. on City Talk 105.9.